It's a scene happening all over the country. Shocked people are trying to comfort each other as they learn that a family member, a friend, or a colleague is among the hundreds of victims of the Las Vegas rampage. The news was as bad as it gets here at Vista Elementary School in Simi Valley. The school's longtime office manager, Susan Smith, was among those who died as a result of the shootings.
She is the hub of all of the activity that happens on the campus. She is there in the office making sure things are getting managed, ordered, handled. She's there when the students come in ill, when they come in with a problem. She's going to be calling the parents. The parents all know her because they're passing through for various reasons. She is there to support her principal, which she did a wonderful job of. She's just kind of in the middle of everything is her job.
Jake Finch with the Simi Valley Unified School District says Smith's long career spans a number of schools in the district, which means people at multiple campuses are trying to cope with the loss.
She's been with the district since 2001, so 16 years with the district, and she has been here at Vista for the last 3 years. She's been at a total of 5 elementary schools, and we've actually reached out to some of our other campuses where she had a strong presence and made sure that they knew that we had counseling available if any of the staff needed it. We'd be happy to go out there and help where we can.
The 53-year-old woman was married with 2 adult children. Friends say she was a huge country music fan and was excited about going to the music festival in Las Vegas. Finch says some of Smith's friends on the trip alerted the district early Monday. They knew it wouldn't be easy to let staff members and the school's more than 600 K through 6th grade students know the popular figure on campus was gone.
Our principal called a 7:30 a.m. staff meeting. It's about a half hour before the kids are here. Met with all the staff. Most of them had not yet heard what had happened. And we broke the news to them and told them that we had counselors here to help them. We had substitute teachers enough to cover every single classroom. So if our teachers needed to walk out, if they needed a moment, if they needed to not be in their class today, we took care of them in that way. If they wanted to talk to somebody, we have wonderful counselors. And then we also went into every single classroom in teams of counselors and spoke to the children.
Some parents admit it's hard to comprehend that Smith is gone.
Everybody knew her, yes. She's been here for a long time. It's shocking.
Julie Hopper is a Vista Elementary School parent.
Just always involved with the children and the activities, the after-school activities. Just wonderful. Lovely woman.
A makeshift memorial started to take shape outside the Vista Elementary School office during the day. Even some members of the community who don't have kids at the school, like Stacy Adrian, showed up with flowers to pay their respects.
Just, you know, being a Simi Valley resident, knowing that one of our own Simi Valley residents and school members has been tragically lost, we just felt like we wanted to, you know, show some love.
Jake Finch with the school district says they're doing their best to help the kids understand what happened. Tough task considering the wide range of ages involved.
What you would say to a kindergartner is not going to be the same thing that you say to a sixth grader, but you still have to tell all the kids the truth. This isn't something that you can hide from them. The older grades tend to ask a lot of questions about the scenarios, whereas the younger kids may not ask as many questions. But while we're in there talking to the kids, we're also looking for anyone who's under distress, looks very upset, and we have counselors here for the children, so they are free to come into a counselor's office to talk. They're free to call mom or dad if they need to.
But there's no question there's no easy or simple way of helping the kids understand what happened to Smith and the more than 600 others who died or were hurt. How do you explain something which has no rational explanation? In Simi Valley, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.